Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 18th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, great news to kick off. And that is Fisker and their Ocean, their SUV, officially starting production. The first ones are now made in Austria by their production partner, Magna. They're going to make 300 in Q1 next year and ramp up to 42,000 vehicles by the end of the year. The Fisker Ocean starts at $37,500. And the sport trim, I think, is good. It's 275 horsepower, 6.9 seconds 0 to 60, LFP battery pack, which is fine, doing 75 kilowatt hours. Again, really reasonable size, 250 miles in the US real world. That's all really, really good for that amount of money. Congratulations to the team at Fisker. What a journey they've been on. Great news that today vehicle enters production. Hyundai's IONIQ 6 is making its debut at the LA Auto Show, and while it hasn't officially been EPA certified, they're saying that it'll be down from the WLTP European 382 miles to somewhere near 340 miles. Still very, very good. VinFast are adding to their lineup even before they've bought out a single vehicle. The VF8 and VF9, the big SUVs, joined by the VF6 and VF7, smaller electric SUVs. General Motors say that they'll be profitable from the middle of the decade with their margins on the same level as their combustion cars. BYD is testing a new, what looks like Land Rover style vehicle. It's got the silhouette, it's in camouflage, but it looks like a Landy, and it's got the wheel on the back door, and doing that in Australia. It's their premium brand called Yang Wang, and I'm not sure I would have a Yang Wang in my driveway, but I don't think they're going to be selling one to me anyway outside of China. Tesla is cutting delivery waiting times for the Model 3 and the Model Y in China down to just 1 week now, and also adding more incentives. Of course, the entire car industry is bracing for a possible downturn in the world's largest car market, with China's economy looking less strong than it has done in many, many years, actually. Here in the UK, well, it was coming sooner or later. EVs will now have to start paying road tax, which is the shorthand term for VED, Vehicle Excise Duty, the Chancellor announced. £165 a year if your vehicle's under £40,000, and if it's over £40,000, it'll be £165 plus the supplement of £355. Wowzers. Every single year, by the way, which will really hurt expensive EVs. Will it slow down the EV revolution? No. Will it change the buying decisions? No, probably not. You'll still probably get the car that you want to get. Kind of sucks, but no tax on cars at the minute, which is super nice. Oh, and the BIC rate, the benefit in kind rate for company cars, going up 1% a year to 27 to 28 financial year, peaking at 5% BIC, which is still okay, but it's creeping up. It's a lot more than it is now, for instance. Oliver Bloom is the new head of Volkswagen. It looks like he's ditching the old boss's plan. No surprise, really. He's the new boss. But the old plan was to try and come close to Tesla's profit margins and Tesla's speed of making a vehicle in their plants, like in Berlin. Herbert Diess wanted a what's called Project Trinity in 2026, a new factory using those large die casts and all those kind of things, software-defined vehicles. But the new boss, Oliver Bloom, waving that out of the way. Maybe they'll try and keep the MEB platform going for another 4 years and not even do the ID vehicles, but call things like Golf Electric and Tiguan Electric. That's according to Automotive News Europe. A regulatory filing in China shows us a picture of the Smart 3 following up the Smart 1, and you presume somewhere there's a Smart 2 floating around. That's, of course, designed by Mercedes-Benz, made by Geely in China. They're much, much bigger than what you might be thinking of as a smart car. And that is Briefly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.